Hi, and welcome to another fantastic audio presentation with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media. It's great to have you with us. Each year, Jonathan reaches tens of thousands of people around the world with a message of hope and change. And we know this presentation will make a real difference in your life and through you, many others. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another powerful message with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media.
Well, hi, I'm Jonathan Doyle. Welcome to the weekly podcast. Great to be having this opportunity to speak to you personally with a couple of ideas that I hope are going to be really useful for you. This week's message is simply this: build the ground floor. Build the ground floor. What does it mean? Having a conversation with somebody about a week ago, and they were talking about busyness in people's lives and so much going on. And this person said to me, they said, you know, so many people have got lives that are kind of like, you know, multi-story buildings. They got all these things happening and so much structure and so many important things happening in their lives, but they're not building a ground floor. There's no kind of base or strong structure that makes the other stuff possible. I mean, think about it. When you see a huge new skyscraper being built, what's one of the first things you notice when the process starts? The massive foundation. So what I want to do is give you an insight into how you can be building the ground floor in your life. Because if you're not building the ground floor, you're going to be piling more and more stuff on top, and the whole foundation is going to start to get really shaky. So here's the question: are you taking time for you? Now, that's going to be hard. I'm going to give you a couple of points on that in a minute. A whole bunch of things probably just happen in your brain, but are you really taking time for you? And automatically for most people, it's like, well, you don't know my life. I got so much going on. There's no way I can do it. I'm going, friends, just stay with me for a couple of minutes because there's some really good points here. First thing, are you putting first things first? I mean, this is the whole Stephen Covey stuff, you know. Are you putting the most important things in your life first? I'm going to tell you the truth. For the vast majority of people, the answer to that is absolutely not. You'll lie to yourself. You'll tell yourself all kinds of crazy things, but I'm pretty sure that with most people, you're listening to me now, if I really sat down with you and we looked at your life very closely, I think you're probably going to be like a lot of people. There's so much going on that you're actually not putting the first things first, the things that really matter. Now, that's not your fault because there's reasons for that, isn't there? We face incredible busyness and incredible technological change. I mean, in a business like mine, I got a young family, a huge travel schedule, bunch of staff, and we're a very tech-driven business. And even in the last few months, I've sort of noticed, wow, I've got so many platforms and so many, you know, tech bits and pieces coming at me all the time. And I said to Karen recently, I said, you know, what tech does is it kind of just opens up the possibilities of all the things you could do or know. I mean, look at the Kindle now, right? Or any of the e-readers. I mean, every book in history is just right there. So the great promise was that tech would make our lives easier, and in some ways it does. But it also opens up so many possibilities that we end up having so much coming at us. So busyness and technological change are just going to be, you know, making things a little bit more challenging for you at this moment in history. And you know what's interesting is that your brain really is still struggling to cope with this stuff because our brains are still in some ways waiting for the saber-toothed tiger, right? Our brains are still kind of a little bit back a couple hundred thousand years ago waiting for something to jump out of a cave. And now we're kind of inundating it. What I'm getting at here is basically we're set up to kind of deal with one major thing at a time. We can do a little bit of multitasking, but we're not sort of designed at this moment to take on billions of things coming at us at once. So again, I'm laying out the reasons why you may not be putting first things first. So what do? We charge into multitasking. I don't do 15 things at once. I don't know if you know this, but there's an increasing amount of research telling us about the myth of multitasking. That actually successful people, even people that really achieve results, develop the ability to really focus on one task at a time. Now, does that sound counterintuitive to you? Do you hear that and kind of go, oh, no, it's not true. You can do 15 things at once. Well, you can do 15 things at once, friends. You can do 20 things at once, but you're probably not going to be doing many of them particularly well. So here's our problem. So much coming at us here. So much coming at you. So what do we actually do? Just before I take you to a couple of points, I want to just explode a couple of myths that are probably running in your brain right now. And I mentioned it just briefly at the start. The first myth in your brain that I really want you to get to think about today is the belief you probably have that it's impossible to really change anything. Now, if I sit down with you, you're probably going to tell me, but you don't understand my life. I've got kids or I got study. You might be a younger person. You got study and sport, all this stuff happening. And you can fall into a myth of thinking that you're powerless. And there's a name for this. It's called learned helplessness. All this stuff beats you down and you're kind of like, well, you don't understand my life. I can't really do anything. Friends, trust me. You actually can do something. The thing I've been working on recently is what I call, how bad can it get? I mean, so many times we're so busy, there's so much going on, so much stress. We're telling ourselves, I have to keep going. I got to keep running. I got to keep moving. I got to keep doing this stuff. Because if I don't, everything's going to have, you know, fall apart. Friends, what's the worst that could happen? Well, I'd lose my job and I just won't be able to pay my... Probably not. It could happen. But even if that happened, it's not going to kill you, is it? You're not going to die. Really, you have much more power than you know. You can actually make some changes. It'll be scary, but it is possible for you. And friends, if you want the kind of life that we talk about in the weekly podcast, you're going to have to do different things to most people. You have to face these really scary challenges, but you have much more power than you think. And the other big thing that's going to stop you changing is selfishness and guilt. When I say to people, are you taking an hour every morning for you? Are you getting the exercise you need or prayer or some sort of spiritual practice or time for reading or journaling or tennis or underwater hockey, whatever you floats your boat, friend. The minute I say that to people, they go, well, you know, I can't take that time for my family. And you feel this guilt. You think, well, if you did that, if you really took a dedicated 30 minutes or an hour for you every morning or several times a week, that you're selfish. Friends, here's a very simple idea. You can't give what you don't have. You know, you can't give to your friends, you know, if you're a single person. You can't give to your friends, to your family. If you're in a relationship, you can't give to the other person if you don't give to yourself. This is a universal principle. As I often say, I didn't write the laws of the universe, but I read a lot of great books and a lot of people thought about this stuff, and the universe seems to operate in some very simple ways. If you don't give time to you, then you can't give time to anybody else. You know, often in the great spiritual traditions, you know, whether it's Jesus or whether it's Buddha or it's somebody else, they're constantly taking time out. They're constantly going somewhere to do very specific things just to be in the moment and be able to give to people. So friends, this is the end of the weekly podcast, but here's what I want to suggest to you. Well, we might talk about it more next week. We're going to structure this out a little bit, but you must give time for you. You must find the thing that you're passionate about, and I've got some great ideas about that. So tune in next week, and I'm going to show you how you can begin to build some of these structures around time for you that are going to really see your life flourish and allow you to really deepen the relationships that matter most to you. Make sure that you're using the subscribe function on the page there, otherwise you may miss them. And if you're in the subscribe function, we can get every week, we can let you know when the next one's up. So there you go. That's the weekly podcast. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Hope those points have been useful. I'm sure something in there has been useful for you. And I'll see you or hear you or say something useful to you next week.
Hi again, and thanks for taking the time to enjoy another audio presentation from Jonathan Doyle at choices.com.au. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So thanks again, and we look forward to bringing you even more inspiring and educational messages in the time ahead.